VA and the Ad Council.
Time is 7 after the hour. Very happy, pleasant, wonderful, helpful. Some of the adjectives that are used to describe the merry gang here together. Well, they call it my posse. Here's the posse. Jennifer Horn, Roberta Fasinelli, Richard McFadden, Maria May join us. And also, I'm happy to have Dr. Ken Kronhaus. Normally, Chef Louis is here. But Chef Louis has to do something with his aunt or his grandmother. Or
I can give out some recipes.
Yeah.
Take a little vitamin C with a little.
So Dr. Ken Kronhaus is the medical expert on the Good Day program. We spend 2 hours together every Saturday morning. And it's a great time for you to call and ask questions about medical concerns. And every once in a while I like to distract him when he has a moment. He normally doesn't have much time. But today he does. Fridays sometimes are the office day. He'll see patients Monday through Thursday, 12, 14 hours a day. And then Friday he catches up with all the things that are necessary and prepares for going on the air. Now, we have he and I have something in common. We spend all day Friday preparing for the Saturday program. As soon as we're off the air, right to the books, right to the magazines, right to the research. All day, the sweat pouring off of our brow. It is amazing what goes into, Richie, producing that Saturday morning show.
It's unbelievable.
And you'll be here, too, to take care of business tomorrow morning, Saturday morning, for those of you who can be around and join us. If you can't find it on your radio, you certainly can find it by going to gooddayshow.com. The audio right there. Okay, so anyway, there are a couple of things that I wanted that we've touched on this morning, actually, that I was hoping for your expertise. I was going to say your expertise on it. I'm not sure that's good English, but at any rate, the thing when somebody passes away, and the focus is on one usually of three or four things. And with Blake Edwards passing away at the age of 88, when you read the obit, it says complications of pneumonia.
Right.
And more often than not, I think that may be, Ken, the most common, when you really get down to brass tacks, isn't that
anybody
most
over
common
the age of 50?
Thing? No, no, not over at 50, but certainly over 80. It's the most common denominator of, it's created by lots of different scenarios, but it really is the end. When you get your lungs filled up with water or mucus or pus or something that's floating around there, you're done, right?
Oh, you can't breathe. And this may be the final event, but what takes you there is not necessarily an infection.
Well, what's likely to take you there? In case of Blake Edwards, what heart congestion can be a problem. You could have, in my mother's case, it was she didn't have any exchange from the red to the blue blood. It wasn't filtering properly. People who have various types of cancers. The lungs shut down, right? Isn't it all of that
Absolutely.
Stuff?
Absolutely. Well, anything that weakens the heart will make the heart fill up with fluid, heart failure. Anything that weakens the immune system, like cancer, will make you susceptible to these bugs that everyone else can fight. You'll get an infection, pneumonia. And if you can't get air, that's it.
Yeah. All right. So that's really what it boils down. So most of the people that you see, because you're a cardiologist by trade, Ken practices in the suburban Orlando community. You've been there for a long time. There's a big clinic there. And people come from all around the state, all around the country, to visit him for his expertise in cardiology, even though he's trained as a primary care physician, in a manner of speaking. He can handle anything. That's why he's good on the radio. But in this case, what I'm hearing from you, and I think we've talked about this before, is that you're dealing more with this sort of a problem with people as they get older than anything else.
Well, I deal with shortness of breath. It's such a common symptom, and it can be due to a heart issue, a lung issue, or just what doctors politely say, deconditioning or being out of shape.
Yeah. Well, and it brings it around to how do you avoid this? Can you do something while you're alive to prevent this from being the cause of your demise?
Oh, absolutely. Living a heart-healthy life, first of all, knowing your numbers, your blood pressure, your cholesterol, your sugar, don't smoke, your waistline, and then do the things you can to stay away from cancer. Don't smoke, again, and just to eat a healthy life and stay at ideal body weight and get enough sleep.
Yeah. Rest is very important. It just goes on and on and on and
Jennifer,
on and on.
You and I are in trouble.
Yeah. I know. Ugh.
Well, I don't always get
it
as much
It stresses
rest.
Me out a little.
Yeah, does it? Well, that won't do you any good. The stress is another thing, Ken. Explain to Jennifer and to the audience how stress, which is not a medical condition, but it can bring about so many different medical conditions. The stress itself most directly affects your cardio shape and your circulatory system, doesn't
exactly.
it?
Exactly. Stress, the mind, is so important to your health. Stress immediately will raise the blood pressure. It will put hormones into the body, which raise your sugar. It also will lower the effectiveness of your immune system. And as we heard this week, a positive attitude will lower the risk of recurrence of breast cancer. It has so big an effect on your immune system.
All right. Now, here's one more. This is sort of, Roberta, a page of your medical and healthcare book. There is a study that came out this week, and Ken, I don't know that we talked about this or not, basically suggesting that most plastic surgeons today are exploring the potential of cloning as a method of rejuvenating body parts and are looking into the secrets of using cloning. For example, instead of replacing your nose with an artificial nose, there would be a cloning of your nose, and if you had a bad nose, or cloning of somebody else's nose, I guess, to replace. You wouldn't be using manufactured parts. You'd be using growing parts.
Hmm. So you could clone some of Marilyn Monroe's parts.
Well, if you could get her DNA, I suppose you could, right?
There'd be a line outside of a lot of doctors in Orlando for those.
Well, but I mean, can you do that? Is that what's the?
I don't see why not. We're cloning animals right now, and we're going to be able to clone humans very shortly.
Could you really? I mean,
for parts, like you could have a farm.
Oh, yeah.
That would grow parts.
I see this happening, Doug. And
yeah,
and there's so many ethical issues here. And, you know, we're making jokes about it. But this is where we're going to have to come and sit down and think about this ethically.
Let me
but
tell
this
you
is
something.
Reality because we're doing this with animals right now.
So this is nip-tuck gone awry.
The body does it itself, doesn't it? Because my daughter had a huge dermoid cyst.
Some can, yes. The
that
liver
it had
especially
a fully
regenerates.
Articulated shoulder in the cyst and teeth, molars,
right.
and hair.
Let me tell you something. Doug, you know how I feel about
end of life
organ donation.
Don't let them near me.
I am all for organ donation once my wife is at the hospital and says, go ahead, he's done, take it, get
right.
everything.
Yeah.
But I think there's big business in getting somebody to the hospital to gut them, literally, for their organs, even though they may still have a chance or their family hasn't signed off yet. I would rather have a farm recreating Marilyn Monroe noses, livers, hearts, eyeballs, whatever it is, to farm out of that, than killing somebody off just to get their parts before they're ready.
This is no longer the Twilight Zone, Doug. I think in the next decade, this is going to become a reality.
Yeah. All right. So there's a little twist on reality that's good to know. Dr. Ken, in a moment, on the iPhone apps that will help you battle and avoid the common cold. Up next here on Good Day.
And now on to the bonus round. If blood is thicker than water, what's thicker than blood?
Fondue cheese?
Correct. Never look a gift horse in the mouth. Why not?
Gingivitis.
Correct. Netflix lets you watch TV episodes and movies instantly through your what?
Your game console or other devices.
Correct! Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies right when you want, instantly through your game console or other devices, all for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Sally Field talks about getting a month of Boniva free.
If you have osteoporosis, check out the My Boniva program. It's free to join and shows you lots of ways to help improve your bone strength. Boniva works with your body to help stop and reverse bone loss. And My Boniva gives you calcium-rich recipes, monthly reminders, and even a month of Boniva free.
Once monthly Boniva is a 150-milligram prescription tablet to treat and prevent postmenopausal osteoporosis. See our ad in Weight Watchers. Don't take Boniva ibandronate sodium if you have problems with your esophagus, low blood calcium, severe kidney disease, or can't sit or stand for at least 1 hour. Follow dosing instructions carefully. Stop taking Boniva and tell your doctor if you have difficult or painful swallowing, chest pain, or severe or continuing heartburn, as these may be signs of serious upper digestive problems. If jaw problems or severe bone, joint, and or muscle pain develop, tell your doctor.
Ask your doctor if Boniva can help you stop losing and start reversing. And check out the My Boniva program.
Join today and get a free month of Boniva if eligible at myboniva.com or call 1-888-MYBONIVA.
Hi, welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
I need a printer cartridge, but I don't want to pay a lot.
Well, you're in luck. We guarantee low prices on our ink. So if you find it for less than another store, we'll match it.
What if I find my ink for a dollar?
Well, we'd match it.
How about for a quarter?
We'd match that too.
How about pocket lint? What if I get it for that?
Absolutely.
Really?
No.
At Staples, your ink is always in stock and always at low prices. Guaranteed. And if you find it for less, we'll match it. Staples. That was easy. Price guarantee available within 14 days of Staples purchase. Excludes outlets and clearance. See staples.com for details.
Could switching to GEICO really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Is trying to sneak out of a really boring meeting wearing tap shoes a bad idea?
Sales growth has increased 2.9%. That's a reflection of aggressive... Ben, where are you going?
Nowhere. Headed back to my seat now.
Switch to GEICO now and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
And now for the bonus round. Earth is to moon as pancake is to...
Spice rub?
Correct. Never bite the hand that feeds you. Why not?
Because it hasn't been washed.
Correct. Ooh. All Wii consoles connect to the internet, which means what?
It means I can now watch movies instantly from Netflix.
Correct! Netflix now delivers unlimited TV episodes and movies instantly to your TV through your Wii console, all for only $8 a month.
See terms of use.
17 after the hour, Doug Steffens, Good Day, Jennifer, Roberta, Richie, and Dr. Ken Kronhaus here. By the way, sign up for the weekly newsletter. There is a health newsletter. It gets produced by Dr. Ken every week, comes out on Friday. Go to either DougSteffens.com or GoodDayShow.com or Ken's DrKenShow.com. And click on where you see the email. Put in your email address. That's all you have to do. You'll get it every Friday. What's the highlight of it this week, Ken?
Oh, the latest about cancer this week.
All right. What about colds and home remedies that are available online? We have web, what is it, web doctor or doctor? What is that, the thing that, web doctor, right? WebMD. No, it's WebMD.
WebMD, yeah.
But then we have, you can pay for these various apps and download them, 99 cents. For something called Home Remedies app that is basically focused on Western medicine, Ken. There is Vitamin 101, the food encyclopedia, downloadable for $1.99. Lemon Cures, downloadable for 99 cents. 101 Home Remedies, downloadable for $1.99. Do these work? Have you ever looked at these? You're pretty good at...
I just got myself an iPad, and I'm just beginning to move away from the PC platform and explore all this. Over the holidays, I'm going to be looking
Welcome
at it a lot
to
more.
Welcome to the Apple world.
Yes.
Yeah, right.
And
so, would you advise people? I mean, I don't see anything that gets hurt by this. We didn't.
No.
I know we talked
the
about
app.
You did. Right. We talked about there was a cure, a discussion of a cure even recently to the common cold, which has been evading cure. You have to deal with it after you get it. I got a little touch of one now, and I'm just trying to nurse it through by having a lot of lemon water and things like that. But it's frustrating because you'd like to think that they're, as quickly as they come on, you can get rid of them that quickly, and you just can't.
You know, this app is kind of neat because what it does is it goes through, the main menu has topics like the common cold, common digestive disorders, the fever, conjunctivitis, chicken
Which app
pox.
Is this?
The app, the iPhone app you're talking about.
There's a bunch of them, yeah, but they're on
Home
the
Remedies.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, it's 99 cents. Yeah. And then it just gives you spices and other home remedies that you can use to help cure whatever
garlic,
you.
For example.
Yeah, they talk about garlic for toothaches. That's one of the things I read.
Right.
And rock salt for toothaches.
All right. I want to get a little Dr. Ken's expertise in here. Thank you, Dr. Ken. Everybody load up on all the things that you need. Lots of liquid. I'd play a doctor once in a while on the radio. And don't do a bad job, you think, Richie? What do you mean?
I'm the picture of health because of you. Thank you.
That's it. Dr. Ken with Dr. Doug on Good Day, 21 after the hour.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new Energy Czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
Hello. At OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
I have about 15 wild food guides on my bookshelf, which left me wondering if I even needed another book. Boy, was I wrong. My knowledge exploded to an entire universe of wild foods.
In olden days, it was the norm to know which plants are edible and which are not.
Dear Linda, just wanted to let you know I received your book today.
Wow. I watched the DVD last night. I was awestruck. What wonderful work you have done. This information can bless many people. Thank you. Again.
Thanks again.
Your book has given me the most hope and inspiration. Thank you.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at ofthefield.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
Com.
Thomas Jefferson, nothing can stop the man with the right mental attitude from achieving his goal. Nothing on earth can help the man with the wrong mental attitude. Thomas Jefferson, remember that, Richie. 24 after the hour, let's celebrate some birthdays for Friday, the 17th of December. Paul Rogers, one of the members of the group Bad Company, can't get enough of your love.
Aww.
You wrote a special one for Roberta. I've had too much of your love.
Oh, yeah. Can't keep up with me.
Yeah, right, exactly. All right, Neville, one of the Neville brothers, Richie.
Oh, wow.
Birthday is today.
Oh, wow. Who is
73. I don't know.
Who is?
Art Neville.
Yeah.
73 today.
Papa Funk.
Yeah. All right, happy birthday to...
He's
on this list. Ernie Hudson, the actor.
He's one of the lead members of the Funky Meters, who we go to see all the time at the at the Jazz Fest.
Eugene Levy, the actor.
Ah, I love Eugene Levy.
Birthday is today, 64. Let's see, who else is in this list? Looks like Mike Mills from R.E.M., bass player for R.E.M., Losing His Religion.
Stay in the spotlight.
Yep. How many other songs?
Oh, my God. It's the end of the world as we know
so
it.
Good.
Orange.
And you get a free REM download of the Queen of Sheep.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, that's right. Check it out at DougStephan.com, GoodDayShow.com. Sarah Dallin, is that how you pronounce your name? From Bananarama. I love saying that on the air, Richie. You know that.
My name.
Bananarama. She's 49 today. I don't know that I could name too many of their songs, but they're pretty recognizable when you hear them. What do you think, Jen?
This is a good one.
This is the one.
This is their big hit?
It's the hit, yeah.
Yeah, I think they had some more than that.
Let me look.
I think I have
another one or two.
Bananarama. Okay, so she's 49 today, born in the state 1961. Up next is Craig Bullock, who is...
Sugar Ray.
What is that? I'm reading here that he's a one of those DJs, the mixing DJs, but also a member of the group Sugar Ray. Is that right? Does that make sense?
Yeah.
I like this song. I've always liked this song.
You know what? I found the other Bananarama song.
There you
Yeah, there was two songs, sorry.
What's the other one?
Oh, yeah.
remake of the song everybody thought when it was first around was entitled I'm Your Penis.
Yeah. Thank you.
Oh, that's right.
That's what everybody thought the song was.
No, you didn't know that?
It's the family hour. Stop it.
Right.
It's the family hour. Stop it.
I mentioned something that is
not 5 a.m. It's not 4 a.m. It's not 6 a.m.
used around the house every day. Right. Somebody who's 8 on a nose. That. All right, anyway. This is the puritanical hour. That's their day program.
During Richard.
That is your second. That's all I hear of the song.
All right, that's all you hear. That's what you think.
That's
song.
Right.
All right, and you can take a derivative of that word and use it negatively to refer to Mel Gibson.
You know what?
Winona Ryder has just revealed more in an interview with GQ that everybody is talking about today. Everybody is quoting what she has said in this interview. Quote, I remember 15 years ago, I was at one of those big Hollywood parties, and he was really drunk. I was with a gay friend. He made a horrible gay joke, and then somehow it came up that I was Jewish. He said something about oven dodgers, but I didn't get it then.
Oh, my God.
She had no idea he was referring to obvious what happened in World War II. This guy has got to be. Hey, what's the matter?
How did we buy into him so long?
I know. He tricked us all.
Yeah. Well, I don't think too many people
have fallen for it. He seems so
likable. Although, the movie that he's in with, what's it called, Beaver? What's that thing called?
That's funny.
It's 28 past the good day.
Living with relatives, advice on getting along. I'm Aileen Ellis. This is Primetime Focus. A bad economy forces families together. What we called a boomerang child who comes back because financially they can't make it on their own. Older mom who was living, for example, in an assisted living residence doesn't have the money to pay for that residence anymore. AARP's Eleanor Ginsler says talk and plan so that there aren't unrealistic expectations. Do you think mom's going to be making you dinner every night if you're that boomerang kid? Do you think grandma's going to be babysitting if grandma has come to live with you and you have young children? Maybe grandma's going to be working and she won't have time to be babysitting. Will you have separate living spaces under one roof or be combining living spaces together? These are just some of the questions you have to ask.
That's Primetime Focus, brought to you by AARP. Hear all our programs on the web at aarp.org/radio.
Why shop around town spending more money on gas than gifts when you can shop smart at Office Depot? We have the most popular tech gifts at great prices this holiday season. This week, save 50% off an HP OfficeJet all-in-one color printer. That's $75 in savings. Office Depot. Our holiday prices won't be beat. Guaranteed. Visit OfficeDepot.com for hot holiday deals.
Offer valid through 12/18/10. If you find a lower price at any other store on an identical in-stock item, we will match it. Certain restrictions apply. See store for details.
On air, online, and on demand, we are the GCN Radio Network.
Go to hempusa.org, go to hempusa.org, and ask your legislator, and ask your congressman, and ask your president, why can't we grow it here? And ask those companies that love their profits and disease, why can't we grow it here? Try our powder, seeds, and oil. Try our 5-pound sampler. And get free shipping anywhere in the States. Go to hempusa.org. Go to hempusa.org. Call us at 908-691-2608. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power. Regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, oregacillin physician strength capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
Council.
Of you who are individualists, this is where you find those who think for themselves a good home on the radio, not to following any particular passion or dream or reality that is shared by everybody else. We all have our own realities. We all have our own strengths. We all have our own fact. We have our own fiction. And I like to think that there's a home for everybody here. It isn't the kind of a place where we exclude people.
We take them all in.
Right. Yeah. Well, it's a place for the homeless in radio.
It's a big tent.
Look at Roberta.
Exactly.
People they took me
can't
in.
Can't work on another radio program. They all come here. We're
I was
crazy.
Waiting for quarters. They let me follow them home.
Yeah. I think that the people who have insight to listen to this program say, Stefan, he's crazy like a fox. He brings in all of those talented people, and they have answers to people's questions. And they know, they know, they've met people, they're in the know and on the go, and they're up to the challenge, and they prefer to sacrifice their time because Doug doesn't pay much.
Yes.
And so it's really, it's a big help to have these people on the second story moving to the first story. That's our place in radio. We're here. You know those parking lots in the big cities where they have the outdoor parking lots? Like New York is special for this. You go in and they have these lifts, and you park your car, and
they
put your car in the third lift up on the diamond. Everybody walking, look at that car on the third lift up there. Yeah, that's how they do it.
I think I found our new theme song. If you're going from the first story to the second story,
there we go. You couldn't have found something a little more contemporary, Richie?
You're moving up from the first floor to the second floor, man.
Yeah. Yeah. Happy to move up.
Got to. You know what you get now?
What's that, Richie?
You get your fish don't fry in the kitchen.
All right, let's go to the kitchen. Jennifer Horn is here.
Don't fry.
Thank you. Jennifer is one of the co-authors of the Good Day Food and Wine newsletter, which has been around for a couple of years now. She and Chef Louis DeAngelis, who couldn't be with us today because of a prior commitment, it's okay. We can still highlight what Jennifer has done. These are very important at this time of year, every time of year, but really important this time of year because people are always looking for better ways to entertain. I was actually on the plane yesterday, Jennifer, and thinking about you, looking at the Zagat wine survey of what the good wine.
Is it Zagat or Zagat?
I don't know. Zagat.
It is Zagat. Okay. Did I pronounce it correctly?
You did.
Zagat. Okay.
Zagat. Very
so
good.
So I told you I was going to open a wine at the dairy store. We're going to have wine after we have cheese.
What? And can I be in charge?
Oh, yeah, actually, awesome. You are going to be in charge.
Please, I'll come out and even do pourings.
No, you are going to be in charge. We're going to have wine tasting there.
Can you come out and do what?
I'll even go and do a special pouring.
Right. Thank you.
A boring pouring, but it'll be good.
We'll have people who will come in and we'll have the wine, the cheese, and that kind of stuff. So I'm looking to find out what wines, and we're not going to do it now. I'm just interested as I look at this. A guy, I don't know anything about wine.
I will tell you, Jennifer and her dad took us out to dinner one night.
That place that only lets you go if I'm
that's
my name
the
is
one.
Right, right,
yeah.
The California Rose. Right. And,
or the Napa Rose.
The Napa Rose.
That too.
Either one.
And we sat there and ate cheese and wine.
They're not advertisers anymore.
Yeah, whatever.
They are?
We sat there and ate cheese and wine for a half hour. And all these different, okay, now try this wine with this cheese and this cheese with this wine. Oh, so good.
So we'll have something. There are probably about a dozen wines, some of them local, some of them not. But I want the unique wines that people can't find anywhere else. Jennifer,
you know
that'll
what
be
I could
your
probably job. Do, Dougie, depending on liquor laws there. But I'm guessing if you would agree to sell some of the wines, I could probably get people to donate some things for your pouring and your tasting.
That's good.
Nice. We could probably talk
about
that.
We won't be telling anybody anything. We're just going to get a wine license and what we do after that. You know me.
I know.
It's a free-for-all.
Well, it's the Italian way. Don't ask for permission. Ask for forgiveness.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Yeah. Well, I got to get a license to sell wine after that.
Right.
Yeah, we'll be fine. Okay,
but I don't
think
you need a license to give it away.
Yeah, well, in some places you can't
do it.
Like, I can't give the raw milk away. I have to charge people for it. Mm-hmm. I can't let them taste it. They have to buy it and taste it unless I bring them around to the cow and squirt something from the cow into their mouth, and I can do that. That's just how foolish those laws are. I can bring somebody into the barn, and I can squirt milk from the cow into their mouth.
But you can't put it into a glass.
You can't put it into a container and serve.
I can't put it because it's stupid rules that make no sense. None whatsoever.
Stick a straw in the cow and do it that way?
The cows, you can't do that because you can't get the straw off the cow's teat, but channel that it comes
out. Man, where is this hour going?
All right,
talking
anyway.
About pouring.
So this week, the Food and Wine newsletter, which you can sign up for by going to gooddayshow.com, see Jennifer's picture there in the co-host department. It brings you right to the Food and Wine newsletter, which comes out every Friday. It's actually already out for this week. And to sign up for it, you get these wonderful twists on reality. And this way, there's something about peppermint in pretty much all that you're doing as I'm reading through this, huh?
That's our theme this week is peppermint. So we've got peppermint bark and all kinds of yummy stuff, even a peppermint cocktail.
What's peppermint bark? What's that?
Oh, you'd love it. It's chocolate.
Oh, really?
At the bottom.
Oh, yeah.
And then white chocolate with crushed candy canes on top.
Chocolate. All right, here I'm just funny. 6 ounces of semi-sweet chocolate chopped or used chips, 2 teaspoons of vegetable oil, 6 ounces of white chocolate chopped or used chips, or a half a cup of crushed candy canes. Line the bottom and sides of an 8-inch square baking pan with aluminum foil. Smooth out wrinkles. Melt the semi-sweet chocolate and a teaspoon of vegetable oil in the microwave. Stir and check until... I can't do it because I don't have a microwave.
You don't own a microwave.
Wait a minute.
How could you
not have
a microwave?
Because
he has a convection oven, and he thinks that in the microwave is going to kill you.
The microwave readjusts all of the molecules in the food, making it, rendering it useless. If you put something in the microwave, well, you might as well eat paper. That's
Paper's good for you.
Yeah, all right, okay, Richie.
Lots of minerals.
Enjoy the paper, then. Have a nice time in the paper. Anyway, meanwhile, back to... But Jennifer, as usual, when Roberta's involved, she takes some foolish side trip. This has nothing to do with it.
Wouldn't it be true that when you cook any food, you cook the nutrients out of it, pretty much?
You may, depending on how you cook it. Some cooking, here I am no cooking expert, but I know you can cook. If you cook food with it covered, for example, it stews in its own juices, you put aluminum foil on a turkey and cook it in its own juices, wonderful for you. I think that's true with most fishes and meats and things like that. It's when you
doing,
boil it.
Yeah.
The water from the boiling usually has the value. You should throw the, what I'm told by the old farmers is, you cook corn, for example, or beans or broccoli or anything, if you boil it, and you, what you should do is throw the broccoli away and drink the juice.
Exactly.
Best thing for veggies is either eat them raw or steam them, but
steam them
very long.
Yeah, steam them, put a little oil on them. Very good. That's great stuff. Yesterday I was finishing off a pot of my famous stew that had been around in the refrigerator for a week or so, and when I didn't finish
it. And then you wonder why you're sick.
It
had like hairy things growing on it?
No, no. But you know who loved it? Charlotte loves that stuff. So I left the rest of it for Charlotte.
She also licks her own hoo-hoo. So
she doesn't lick her hoo-hoo. All right, so what else?
All dogs do that.
What else in the newsletter?
She
kisses me with passion. She loves it.
Yeah, I know. She licks her hoo-hoo.
Here I am.
Yeah, all right, no,
so what else is in
a peppermint cocktail.
That's how you make that.
Mmm, it's delicious. Well, I can't tell you everything. You already gave the recipe on the air. What are people going to sign up for the newsletter for?
Well, because it's good to get every week.
It is good to get
every week.
It's great newsletter. And next week we're doing holiday craft projects that you can do with your kids right before Christmas, which is fun. And if you have holiday cookie recipes, send them to us because we're looking for them.
Mm.
Jennifer, right. Doug7.com.
Okay. Very good, Jennifer.
There's my plug.
Well, we all need to be plugging. The story is at 17 before the hour. You're listening to the Doug Steffen Good Day program.
And now, the lightning round. Old MacDonald had a farm. What did Old MacGregor have?
A labradoodle.
Correct. Finish this sequence. Helium, alfalfa.
Kumquat.
Correct. How fast can you get TV episodes and movies from Netflix?
Instantly.
Correct. Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies right when you want. Instantly through your game console or other devices. All for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Sally Field talks about getting a month of Boniva free.
If you have osteoporosis, check out the My Boniva program. It's free to join and shows you lots of ways to help improve your bone strength. Boniva works with your body to help stop and reverse bone loss. And My Boniva gives you calcium-rich recipes, monthly reminders, and even a month of Boniva free.
Once monthly Boniva is a 150-milligram prescription tablet to treat and prevent postmenopausal osteoporosis. See our ad in Weight Watchers. Don't take Boniva ibandronate sodium if you have problems with your esophagus, low blood calcium, severe kidney disease, or can't sit or stand for at least 1 hour. Follow dosing instructions carefully. Stop taking Boniva and tell your doctor if you have difficult or painful swallowing, chest pain, or severe or continuing heartburn, as these may be signs of serious upper digestive problems. If jaw problems or severe bone, joint, and or muscle pain develop, tell your doctor.
Ask your doctor if Boniva can help you stop losing and start reversing. And check out the My Boniva program.
Join today and get a free month of Boniva if eligible at MyBoniva.com or call 1-888-MYBONIVA.
Suppose you needed $500 tomorrow to pay off an unexpected bill. Do you have it? In this economy, a lot of people have already tapped out their savings. Hi, I'm Monto Williams from Money Mutual, your trusted source to over 60 lenders that can get you up to $1,000 in your checking account by tomorrow. Have you tapped out your savings? Are you facing an unexpected car repair bill, a medical emergency, or you just need cash until payday? Well, you may not have that money today, but you can in about 24 hours. Go to MontelMoneyMutual.com and get up to $1,000 in your checking account by tomorrow. It's quick and it's easy. Just be 18 or older and have a regular income of at least $800 a month. So forget about the overdraft charges, bounce checks, and late fees. For short-term cash when you need it fast, go to MontelMoneyMutual.com or call 1-800-532-CASH. Once again, that's MontelMoneyMutual.com. Or call 1-800-532-CASH. That's 1-800-532-CASH.
Want to heat things up this Christmas for the lady in your life? Send her the new Hoodie Footy Pajama. Most talked about a holiday gift this year, and it's available at pajamagram.com. Nobody else has it. A Hoodie Footy combines the warmth of a hoodie with a cozy footy pajama. It'll keep her warm from head to toe. The Hoodie Footy is made of microfleece, soft, comfortable, warm, has a zip up front, and you can zip the feet off as well. It is wonderful. Pajamagram has over 100 styles, in fact, to choose from. Everything from naughty to nice and comfy to sexy. Each Pajamagram is delivered in a beautiful gift hat box and lavender bath confetti. A Do Not Disturb sign is attached as well. And the gift card. All of this comes free overnight delivery, Christmas delivery. Visit pajamagram.com for the hoodie footy. It is something will make your relationship really cozy. Call 800-GIVE-PJs, 800-448-3757, and tell them Doug Steffen sent you.
Roberta Fasanelli is the queen of cheap, and she's sharing her money-saving tips with you at DougSteffen.com. Click on Roberta's team page.
Yeah, but she's not sharing any money with you. Right. She's sharing her money-saving tips with you.
Well, that's
difference.
How you get money, is by saving money.
Yeah, I know. But if we were really in need, would you help us out, Roberta?
Could you hook a brother up?
Yeah, hook a brother.
Come on.
I would give you a place to live, and I would feed you.
Aw, that's nice.
But you wouldn't give us cold, hard cash.
No.
Yeah, okay. Never mind. Jennifer, how about you?
I'd give you cash if I had it.
Really?
I really would.
Yeah, but you don't have it. She does.
I know.
I don't have it. I just
the way the cookie crumbled, buddy.
Nobody's got it anymore.
I had to take out a private money mortgage at 8% because the banks wouldn't talk to me.
Call Montel. He can hook you up.
Right, MontelMoney.com. Isn't that it? Montel,
that's it.
Montel
Money Mutual. MontelMoneyMutual.com.
Montel, right. What do we only have a couple of minutes here. And I was toying around. Somebody asked me yesterday, again, about retirement, and I'm getting a little sensitive to this because...
They say, what are you going to retire, Doug? You're so old.
But even if you're in your 50s, people are asking folks younger and younger, 50s. I mean, there are a lot of people who do well. They retire in their 40s, and they do something else.
Kind of boring.
But, yeah, it really is. I think you look at the people who... sign their own death. What do they call it? Sign your own death warrant. And that's if you retire early. And how many times have you seen this happen? Somebody, it used to be 62, and I was a kid growing up, it was 62, and then 65, now it's 67. And pretty soon, when Jennifer gets up to that point, or even Richie gets there, it'll be 70, it'll be 72, then it'll be 75,
mm-hmm.
and it'll go on and on and up and
right.
up and up.
It'll still be around. It'll just be, have to be 100 years. You'll never be able to live to see it.
No. So if you want to change, maybe the better attitude or the better idea is to figure out what you can do that you're passionate about. That's really, after you retire, you ought to pursue what you're passionate about. Some people are good at cooking, like Jennifer. She'd be great running some sort of a bakery. I'd hire her to run a bakery on the farm because I think people love the bakeries. And there are people who are really very good at it. Some people have demonstrated... an aptitude as they've gotten older in helping. As one guy I saw had created a business, Richie. He was almost 70 years old, and he helped seniors figure out how to set up computers. A very simple job, but after all, when you think about it, Alex Goldfein sort of speaks to that issue as well. People, you know, we all think everybody is so slick because they all know all
about
stuff.
And of course they can understand and can't.
I remember how frustrated my father was at that age, just doing email, and he just said, no, I'm not going to do it. I bought him a computer and fixed it so that he was on AOL. It was pretty easy to access. Still wouldn't do it. As there were too many steps involved, you know, and maybe Richie says, who does that remind you of? I want two buttons.
Right.
On and send.
Right.
That's it.
That's pretty much it.
Yeah. But what I'm saying is there are plenty of opportunities. You'll have tons of opportunities. And so maybe you think you'll have time to think the next couple of weeks there will be no business done the next week or two. It just that's the way it is. So things slow down. Give it some time. Think about what if you think of the next year being the last and whatever you've been working on. Think about the future and what you want to do. It's very important. 10 before the hour. Good day.
Hi, welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
I need a printer cartridge, but I don't want to pay a lot.
Well, you're in luck. We guarantee low prices on our ink. So if you find it for less than another store, we'll match it.
What if I find my ink for a dollar?
Well, we'd match it.
How about for a quarter?
We'd match that too.
How about pocket lint? What if I get it for that?
Absolutely.
Really?
No.
At Staples, your ink is always in stock and always at low prices, guaranteed. And if you find it for less, we'll match it. Staples. That was easy. Price guarantee available within 14 days of Staples purchase. Excludes outlets and clearance. See staples.com for details.
Like to sample a new sugar-free Luden's Wild Cherry Throat Drop?
Oh, gee, sugar-free would never be as good as the Luden's I grew up on. Hmm. Oh, this is good. Reminds me of winters on Lake Minnewawa. When I'd come in after a long day, Mom would give me the Luden's Wild Cherry to soothe my scratchy throat. This sugar-free is like Lake Minnewawa all over again, yeah?
New Luden's Sugar-Free Wild Cherry. Soothing great taste just like the original. Luden's, it still works wonders.
Why shop around town spending more money on gas than gifts when you can shop smart at Office Depot? We have the most popular tech gifts at great prices this holiday season. This week, save 50% off an HP OfficeJet all-in-one color printer. That's $75 in savings. Office Depot. Our holiday prices won't be beat. Guaranteed. Visit OfficeDepot.com for hot holiday deals.
Offer valid through 12/18/10. If you find a lower price at any other store on an identical in-stock item, we will match it. Certain restrictions apply. See store for details.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, blocked sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeSig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeSig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeSig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeSig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeSig.com. That's L-E-C-I-G. LeSig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeSig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's L-E-C-I-G.com. LeSig, for today's modern smoker.
Council.
Right now, hard to find an area of the country that isn't having a weather problem. Good morning, I'm David Weiss with news that matters. Winter doesn't officially arrive until next Tuesday, but it's fair to say millions of Americans are already fed up with a season that hasn't started yet. If you live in a warm weather location, you can sit there and laugh at what the rest of us have been doing lately. Scraping, shoveling, skidding. More freezing temperatures on the way for a large chunk of the country today. All along the East Coast, people are digging out from a pre-winter storm that led to at least four deaths, thousands of car accidents, and left the region a slushy, icy mess yesterday. Winter weather advisory is still in effect for much of North Carolina. Meteorologists are also keeping an eye on a nor'easter that's expected to form off the mid-Atlantic coast and could bring more snow on Sunday. In the Midwest, unrelenting lake effect snow is expected to create hazardous driving conditions downwind from the Great Lakes. Temperatures in the single digits expected in the upper Midwest and the northern plains. This blast of cold, snow, and ice can lead at times to creativity and ingenuity. A man from Boston Heights, Ohio, is putting his car to good use, a use not intended by the manufacturer. Rob Slady decided he wanted to plow driveways for extra money, so he rigged up a plow to the back of his compact car.
First, we start with the snow tires. That's the biggest key. Then I got all the pieces from an ATV plow and just bolted them right on. It's common sense, really.
Common sense, sure. Rob Slady's dad, Bob, by the way, actually runs a plowing business. What does he think of his son's plow car?
He came home one day with this plow in the back of his car, and I just shook my head at him and laughed.
Yes, but his son is now making money with that plow car, and that's always a good thing. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
The last weekend before Christmas, a great chance to get out and start your skiing or snowboarding season. Conditions are getting better pretty much each and every day. And we've had some folks out there enjoying that snow. Like in eastern Massachusetts at Neshoba Valley, we caught up to Dave.
Well, you can hear the snow guns blasting in the background, getting expert trails like War Dance and Bull Run ready for this weekend. But I took my first runs of the season on intermediate slopes like Dog Lake and Neshoba Slope. I'm Dave Collins at Neshoba Valley for Snow Country.
In New Hampshire, Mount Sunapee is ready to go with over two dozen runs. That'll jump to over 30 by this weekend. Smuggler's Notch in Northern Vermont picking up fresh snow earlier this week. They'll have their Madonna Mountain open by the weekend with runs for all abilities. On to the Western Mountain, where fresh snow has been falling again through Colorado, like its Steamboat, to 146 trails. They picked up a recent 8 inches of fresh snow just yesterday. Park City, Utah, with over 80 runs. While at Snowbird in Utah, you'll find 80-plus trails themselves. A couple inches of new snow fell yesterday. More at snowcountry.com. I'm Andy Davis for Good Day.
On Wall Street, the market was up yesterday. The Dow with a 42-point gain to 11,499. S&P and NASDAQ with gains as well. Crude oil fell 92 cents to $87.70 a barrel. He is something of a hero to some, a dangerous menace to others. WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange has been released from custody in Britain, and here's what he had to say.
Thank you to all the people around the world who have had faith in me, who have supported my team while I've been away.
A court granted bail earlier this week, but the release of Assange was delayed due to an appeal by Swedish prosecutors seeking to question him on sex crime charges. A higher court rejected that appeal. Assange is denying all allegations. Honda recalling about 143,000 Fit vehicles to fix a problem with its headlights. The cars are from model years 2007 and 2008. The low beam lights have a connection that's prone to corrosion and overheating. Fit owners can expect to receive a notice to bring their cars into a Honda dealer for inspection. If there's anything wrong, the dealer will replace the affected parts, the recall affecting 1.3 million cars worldwide. And finally, a couple of holiday-related closing notes. First, we head to Dallas, Texas, specifically a local hardware store where a volunteer from the Salvation Army was ringing the bell outside the store last week. And it so happens a woman walked by, dropped an envelope into the kettle, and left. Inside the envelope, a coin. A South African Krugerrand gold coin worth about $1,400. Not bad. From Dallas, we head to Los Angeles, to the airport LAX, where even the TSA agents are getting in the holiday mood. 17 of them have formed the LAX TSA choir. And during the day, on an upper level of one of the terminals, wearing Santa hats, they perform. Here's a sampling from their hour-long set.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer had a very shiny nose.
Not bad.
And if you ever saw
the LAX TSA Choir, Christmas carols with your body scans and pat downs. I'm David Weiss. That's the news that matters.
Excuse me? Like to sample a Luden's throat drop?
Luden's reminds me of being a kid, running through the neighborhood pretending to be a superhero, saving the universe from evil. I'd come home with a scratchy throat and Mom would give me a Luden's.
That's such a nice story.
Wait, there's so much more.
Great.
For everyday throat irritation, Luden's Wild Cherry Drops. The great taste and soothing relief you never forget. Luden's, it still works wonders.
Like a good old-fashioned stick-to-your-ribs breakfast without the calories. This is the Doug Steffens Show.